What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. 5 months of inconvenience starts this morning for drivers on Vine Street east of Broad. But PennDOT says when the construction is finished, Vine Street will be safer for drivers, bikers, and pedestrians. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
PennDOT is giving local Vine Street a road diet.
That will reduce the number of lanes from 3 to 2 along Vine Street in both directions between 8th and Broad Street.
Drivers will see weekday daytime lane closures until January as crews build curb ramps, install bump outs, and create bike lanes, says PennDOT Safety Press Officer Chris Johnson.
This construction project is part of an $8.5 million project that will implement several pedestrian and cyclist improvements along this very busy stretch of road.
Johnson says the entire federally funded project is expected to be completed by next summer, and it's separate from plans to cap the Vine Expressway through Chinatown. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Firefighters in Bristol Township, Bucks County, are mourning the loss of one of their own, an 80-year-old volunteer who had been a steady firehouse presence for more than 6 decades. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us he succumbed to injuries he sustained while on duty.
Next month would have marked 65 years since Ed Margovich began fighting fires.
100% fire all the time. That's what Eddie was. He gave his life, his soul, his heart to this fire department and to the fire service as a whole. You know, he truly was a dedicated firefighter through and through.
That's Joe Gasper, public information officer for the 3rd District Volunteer Fire Company in Bristol Township. He says Margovich helped bring up entire generations of firefighters during his time with the company.
The guys are taking it pretty hard. A lot of our members grew up around Eddie. There's quite a few that he knew before they even decided they were going to be firefighters. We'd bring our children down, and he would get to know our children, and now our children are firefighters as well.
On August 8th, while responding to a house fire, Markovich walked to a nearby station to get traffic cones. During his walk, he fell and broke his femur. He underwent an operation but developed complications and passed away a week later. It's the company's first ever line of duty death.
He's a big impact to our fire company. He really is. I can't even give you enough words to tell you how much he's going to be missed.
The station will pay tribute to Margovich with a last ride, the date to be announced. Ed Margovich was 80 years old. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A pet food drive social is being hosted by a women's leadership organization later this week at an off-leash dog bar in Fairmount. Here's KYW's John McDevitt with the details.
The Junior League of Philadelphia's impact-based community focus is on food insecurity. Pam Fojanikong is the president of the group.
We have encountered people picking up food boxes at various pantries that we work with who come with their pets. They've asked if there's anything that we can do or any resources that we can give for them to feed their dog or cat, and the food bank won't necessarily have it, so hoping to also fill a gap in the community.
JLP is hosting a recruitment event at the Poozie Mutt Bar in Fairmount from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. It's a chance for attendees to learn more about the organization's work and donate food for PAWS or Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society's Pet Food Pantry. Those going are encouraged to bring sealed, non-prescription dog and cat food, wet or dry, as well as cat litter. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.